Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me is Pat Freeman Nesberg, an assistant organizer, along with Johanna Bogater, local organizer for the Women's March on Washington, but specifically the Sister March in Marquette. And ladies, before we get into a little more about what the march is about, again, Johanna, give people the logistics, when, where, and how can they get involved?
Tomorrow, Saturday the 21st at 10 a.m., centralized at the corner of 3rd Street and Washington, downtown Marquette, in front of the post office. We are going to be numerous, so I envision us being sprawled out, you know, lining Washington Street. We're not marching on the street, not blocking traffic, not blocking sidewalk traffic, but we're going to be on the sidewalk with our presence.
And basically with information, telling people what you're about, why you're there, and what you hope to accomplish.
We're taking a stand for all kinds of marginalized groups in our country and all over the world. We're taking a stand against hate of all forms for all individuals and all groups, giving a voice to those who maybe didn't have a voice before. I feel like this is just the beginning of something big.
I think it could be. And Pat Freeman Nesberg also involved with it. And Pat, we've talked a little bit in the past about this is a movement now that is gaining momentum worldwide.
Yes, we have sister marches all over the planet. There are over 600 sister marches that are planned in all aspects of the world, the East, Middle East, Europe, every continent. We have sister marches, and it's amazing. And I want to, you know, state that the sister marches will bring together people across the planet, particularly women of all backgrounds, races, religions, ages, and abilities, as well as communities of immigrants, people of color, and people who identify as LGBTQIA. And so we want to make sure that people understand that it isn't just a march of women. There'll be a lot of men out there as well, and as well as on the buses that left the UP for the march in Washington, D.C. A lot of men also understand that it's important and critical that we embrace the empowerment of all humanity and encourage and nurture the strengths that we all have, as opposed to what we felt recently coming to light is the freedom to attack people and with intent to weaken them. So we're looking for power to embrace our sisters, embrace our brothers, embrace the underdogs that feel that pressure and that suffocation of spirit.
And Johanna, there are places people can go to find out more. There's what you have, websites and Facebook pages.
Yep. Our Facebook page for the local march is, if you go to Facebook and search for Women's March - Marquette, you'll find us. Women'sMarch.com is the national organized movement. But again, Women'sMarch.com/sisters is where you could search for our event as well. You would type in our zip code and the Marquette March would come up, because we are the only march or event within the UP.
The current big event is tomorrow, but I think both of you ladies envision a lot more in the future. Johanna, can you talk about that for a moment?
Absolutely. The national organizers have done a magnificent job in setting up an infrastructure for future action. They've got the organizers of the sister marches tapped into a network that's going to make it possible for us to organize easily in the future and help people be involved locally.
It's the Sister March in Marquette. It's a sister march to the Women's March on Washington. It's going to take place tomorrow. Everybody's meeting at the corner of 3rd and Washington in Marquette at 10 a.m. And ladies, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.